Hi everyone, it's me after like 8 years. This is just like a prologue preview to the upcoming episode. The upcoming episode is very light, you know, we just chit chat, nothing too heavy. I feel like a lot of what has been happening in the world and my city has been very emotionally laborious. I don't know. And we're keeping it light. The next two episodes are going to be very light. And yeah, I'm just happy that you guys have been this patient. All right. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the fifth episode of the AliExpress. I'm Alice. Y'all know me by now. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I do. I'm unemployed again.
What's the story behind that?
Plot twist.
I wonder why.
You wonder why.
I wonder why.
I'm happy, guys. I'm okay with the way life has.
Let's just say you didn't get fired.
Yes, I didn't get fired. So, yes. And on my left, we have...
What's up, y'all? I'm Sam. I'm employed.
Girl, no, you're not.
Can't relate to other people's
struggles. Oh, I thought you said unemployed.
Yeah, there isn't much to me, honestly. I'm a stan man. The only field that matters.
He'll also read you on Twitter. He'll read you to filth.
Yeah.
Not anymore, actually.
No, you had energy the other day. When was it? What did that one girl say?
Oh, that one. She was annoying as...
The one who survived abortion.
Bruh.
Oh, what?
Somebody said...
Guys, I remember that.
Yeah, quote unquote, she survived abortion just because her mom got pregnant and decided to keep her. I was like, then all of us survived
abortion. Yeah, but like all abortion
survivors. I thought it was like an abortion attempt. And then she was like, no, maybe I would have lost something very special.
I want really to talk to her. What's really going on, my girl?
I love the delusions of grandeur. Like, oh my god.
Go, so yeah, no, maybe I would have been like lost without me. Then.
Yeah, what I want to have lunch with her. We must talk.
Right. So Sam came in, was like, mm-mm.
Ni jaini.
Ni jaini.
Is it yay?
Yay. Yeah, Afrikaans.
Ooh, askies.
Depends which side of town you're from.
Oh, okay. I'm from the H Pakasi, so it's definitely a J on that bitch.
Okay, so this is Lizzie.
Ooh, are we allowed to swear?
Yeah, I swear all the
Sorry.
Time.
Hi guys, my name is Lizzie Elizabeth Shingenge. My friends call me Queen because, you know, I'm royalty and I light up their lives. No one calls me that. yeah, I'm a part-time comedian. You guys can check out my stuff. I'm sure you've already heard of me, but if you haven't, YouTube. I'm kidding, I don't even have it. Why have I like this?
You do have a comedy career after.
Yeah. I'm another STEM hun.
Yes, we're all STEM huns.
Yeah. For those that don't know what that means, it's... I'm kidding. Science.
Technology.
Engineering and math. So, yeah.
All right. Okay, anyways. Today we're getting right into the topic. And... yeah, we're just going to talk about what dating as a 20-something-year-old in Windhoek is like.
Child.
Well.
My dear.
This is my dear. What, yeah, so what?
I honestly think that it's really difficult. And sometimes, especially when you have like a lot of failed relationships or situations, people think you're picking wrong, but there are no right pickings, guys. Everybody here is just wrong. So
I used to tell my friend was like, yeah, you guys have such bad taste in men. I was like, what if all men are bad?
Yeah,
we are all bad.
You see?
Honestly,
there's no like,
I'm blessed to be a heterosexual man.
Why are you blessed?
Who gets to choose women?
Oh, yeah.
Women are the price. I'm sorry for y'all. But as far as dating, especially in Windhoek, is a little frustrating. This is coming from a serial... I don't want to be self-incriminating.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. That's what he's trying to say.
I think coming from a serial non-monogamous
oh,
casual dater.
What a long way to say you are home, my dear.
it's awkward, man. You go out, you meet someone, you talk. 2 days later, you go out, you meet someone else, you talk. 3 days later, you go and you find them, they're best friends. And you're just like, how do you people know each other? So for me, that's the biggest challenge.
The fact that it's a small town.
That's
so
not
if
the
you were like
challenge.
In SA, you'd be living your best life.
Honestly, I feel like there's this new philosophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas
don't rest.
It's on the gender spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's called transnational. Like, you know how you're Namibian, mm-hmm. but you feel like you're born in the wrong country.
Yeah.
so
you are trans.
I'm trans South African.
I just feel like I was meant to live in like a tropical country, like where it's humid, and I think I would thrive in that kind of climate.
Me too, and I think that even if a guy screws me, you know, I'll just take myself to the beach after work.
You
have a cocktail and keep pushing. Now, what are my options? Excess?
Kings?
Excess after Kings? Where I'm probably gonna bump into him anyway.
That is actually the most awkward part, hey?
It sucks. You know that sinking feeling you get? But I feel like being in a small town is nice in the sense that you can get over someone quicker because you're probably gonna see them like a week or two after you break up. And then it will that feeling will fade. Whereas in a bigger city, you'll probably see like a year later, your vagina literally drops to the floor because you haven't seen that person in so long. Out of shock, not out of like orgasm.
Sure.
Okay, no wait. So ideally, what are you looking for? Are you looking actually? Not. You're just living your life.
I'm just living my life. You know, these men, they be finding me. But. But I feel like. Before, I would say I'm looking for a certain thing, and I got those things in people, but I also got really terrible qualities.
With those things
I was looking for, and it's just not worth it anymore. So at this point, if you're taller than me, you have a job, you can love me, and you won't cheat, I think we'll be fine.
But what are those things that you're looking for and things that you...
Like someone I had chemistry with. There was an ex of mine who I had lots of chemistry with, and she knew Achebe badly. Like, the things fell apart.
The center cannot hold.
Yeah. And sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ex was this?
I can't say on your podcast.
No, but like, describe him. Does he have hair?
He has hair.
Oh, okay.
All my exes have hair. But yeah, anyway.
Dreads, don't they?
I mean. Oh, shit. No, there's more than one.
I wasn't even thinking of those.
More than one. Okay, no, not those guys with dreads.
Oh,
it's more than one.
Yes.
But anyway, it's like, it's good when you're with the person or whatever, but then you don't realize that outside of your relationship, there are a lot of other factors. This person is for the streets. They want to chill all the time.
Ugh.
They are busy with... They also have their own friends and...
But does it matter? Sorry if I'm taking over your podcast.
No, talk.
I always want to understand. If you meet a person who is extremely...
social.
Perfect.
Oh,
for
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They are every single thing that you wanted and more. But
that's never happened. And more? Pushing
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
And they. Where do you draw the line? What is the one characteristic or attribute?
I think
you,
we all have
decide?
Different deal breakers. Because, like, for my one friend, she cannot if you have kids. But a lot of people don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I think it's very individualistic, like it depends.
What is it for you?
For me, sure. I think the inability to grow. Like, you can't be the same person that you were. Why you love? I just feel like no, but honestly, I feel like self-awareness and progress and introspection is one thing that I really admire. And it allows people to also not only have a good like quality of or amount of emotional intelligence. Because somebody
yeah.
can be smart, but they can be very... Ugh.
That's true.
Yeah. So for me, I think it's lack of progress. It worries me so much.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me that... I mean, I'm saying it's a deal breaker now, but maybe
yeah.
out in the streets, I'm just there with no progress, man. You know what I'm just
yeah.
saying?
No one introspects harder than a cheating nigga. Let me tell you, that guy will say, I've been thinking
yeah,
and I've been
No, for me, okay, it worries me also. Lack of ambition, I think, is also a deal breaker. Yeah, you can't just be very unbothered about life.
Yeah.
Like, I know this whole system is, capitalism, we could have been living under the trees and we don't have to work. But, bitch, get your shit in order. Yeah, we have to work now. Yeah, like, so I don't like people that are like, you can't be a bum, I think. Yeah, it's a turn off. Even though I am unemployed, I'm not a bum.
I think for me, it's definitely squad deep niggas. Because they don't have time for you, bro.
Monolithic thinking.
This is what we're doing. Saturdays are for the boys. The boys.
It's so sad that you say that, because that's what I was being told today.
Yeah. I'm about to caption it. Saturdays, I was one of the boys, so Saturdays are for the boys.
Also today was Saturdays for the boys.
Yeah, I got invited to.
And somebody was like, Alice, you're boys. Here. Why are you here? I'm one of the boys.
Yeah, that's
right. No, squad deep niggas can be very. It depends.
What's a squad deep nigga?
Someone with a lot of male friends that they're always all they're all friends, like it's a squad of male friends who love each other deeply,
but they're hindering their progress. They don't have individual relationships with each other necessarily, and whatever the ringleader says goes. It's kind of very childish.
And most of the time they don't have other friends aside from that.
So it's really nice, I won't lie, it's nice being a part of a squad. Was a time I was like a plus one to a squad, and it's nice, you know.
Were you a plus one?
I was a heavy plus one. If there's a trip you're in, if you're going, like now when we're saying where are we going, we're going there later on. You don't even have to think of who am I calling to go.
Yeah,
because my friends are not friends with each other necessarily, which I really like.
I like it for me. I love my guy friends and I love like chilling with them, and I love Saturdays are for the boys. But it can't be easy to be dating one of them. Okay, I mean, I think they're great. You know what? Let me stop right here. I'm not talking about my friends specifically. I'm talking about guys I've dated to a squad deep niggas.
Yeah, no, for the me, I just I've feel like they.
But being a part of the squad is fun. Super fun. Love it.
Yo, guys.
Your plans are never ending.
But I feel like I'm a squad deep nigga. I would like to think.
No, you're not.
Really?
I think you guys really all have your individual lives.
No, you go out and you do stuff. With or without.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
true. Yes.
And these you also people, have friends outside of them. You guys all have friends outside of each other.
Okay.
Yes. You all have your own.
Yes.
Okay.
And because of that, listen, sometimes when, for instance, if Lizzie tells me something and maybe Carol is telling me something, Lizzie and Carol aren't friends. But if they're saying the same thing, then it's like a wake-up call.
Yeah.
But like if everybody's together and you guys are just in the squad, it's like that monolithic type of thinking of we are just the like progress.
And that's why they say a valid deal your breaker. Boyfriend's friends are not your friends, because these guys, with or without you, they're going to be fine, bro. Yeah. They can laugh with you, they can laugh without you,
they can like, laugh at you,
they can laugh, they probably laughing at you. So yeah,
so squad deep niggas,
squad deep niggas, and cheating. I feel like for me, because I'm a super paranoid person, after that I don't want to get into this toxic habit of like checking your phone. There was one time I found myself, I didn't believe that the one guy I was dating wasn't cheating on me. So I had his location and I drove to where he was to see who I was with. And then I sat there and I had coffee because I was...
Okay, love.
Bruh, it was... That's a crazy... Then after that, I told myself, this is crazy. Like, I can't be with someone who I don't trust. But it's I also don't. Yeah, but I also don't go looking for it. Like, I'm not going to look through your phone or bring myself heartache. But if I'm...
Cheating is stressful because, or not really being sure or suspecting, like being in that space, it's really not worth it. Because I remember like going through that experience, and when it was over, I slept. Like, I could sleep with ease because it's fine. It has nothing to do with me anymore, this, you know? Yeah,
so I take it you guys will never forgive cheating.
Never say never. But for now, I don't see it, no. Also depends... like how you cheat, because you're...
What do you mean how you cheat?
Bro. Bros. There's a different... that was a bad shoot. There's a difference between like a drunken night and you kiss a girl or whatever, and like intentionally...
There's planning.
Planning to cheat. Me or like a planned cheat. Or I know someone who was dating like 4 girls at once. Like 4 girlfriends. How? That's... So which one are you even cheating on? Like...
Yeah,
it's no, very that's very, all of that kind of stuff is very messy to me. I'm not gonna go into theatrics about my own life because that's a whole other movie. But
what are your deal breakers?
Honestly, to me, I don't have a lot of deal breakers.
You see,
I also don't have a lot of standards. I'm easy. So
this man is lying to you guys.
No, I generally don't have a lot of deal breakers. I think my deal breakers are the typical normal.
Why do you think you're not in a relationship then?
Yeah, if you're very easy, easygoing.
Because then you easily attract girls. That's not a problem.
I mean, the thing is, the way my life is set up, I don't know why I'm not in a relationship. I think I have been wanting to get into a relationship a lot more recently than in my past. Commitment is not something I have an issue with, just so we are clear. I can completely commit to someone and I don't have a problem with that. But it was just something I didn't want for a while.
I remember also not wanting.
Yeah.
Like there was a time I was just very unbothered. Like, I think have you ever been in a situation, like you've had food poisoning and then you don't really ask for food?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like, oh, okay, no.
I really only get like that after I've been scorched.
Yeah, I was
only
scorched.
After like a year in the streets, I'm tired. Like I'm ready. Like I like being in a relationship. I like having one person.
It's comfortable.
But I also understand appeal of the streets because you know I've dipped and dabbled in the streets a few times. You know, like going out with your friends all the time, having no one to answer
then
to.
Then you are lucky.
Calling them the next day, like I kissed who. You know, it's fun for a while. But.
I mean, I've not been heartbroken or anything like that.
Ever?
Oh, wow, my dear.
Ever in your life?
Ever.
Guys, there was a
Also, time. I've been like in one relationship my whole life. So.
Same.
One like, actual serious
I've only had one. actually, no babies, no exes. I've yet to be in a relationship. I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, I haven't been in many relationships either.
Okay, so do you think, okay, if you look at like your parents, or your grandparents, they usually settle down with like somebody that they knew from like high school or like the village or the, you know, do you think that the advancement of like social media and stuff has also played with the dating game a bit?
Yes.
I actually think, oh, sorry.
Because yes. I mean, now you have access. You have literally access to, I can be talking to somebody in the States.
I blame social media as a reason I'm a hoe.
I was about to say, I think it makes things harder for us as women because these guys have so many options now.
Right, and everyone is hot.
Yeah,
like,
everyone.
Thank you.
It's basically a catalog. It's a catalog and you can just like swipe.
This guy will
be
DMing you for a week, then another pretty girl. There's always going to be a prettier girl, bruh. There's literally, like, there's so many beautiful women.
But isn't
that if that's what you're chasing, you're never going to finish them. Like, they're always
going to
come
of it,
in.
Though,
no.
That
okay.
You have access. And you allow yourself to.
I think it's nicer for men because women don't really. Okay, I know a couple of women who shoot their shot, but only when, like, it's.
Yeah, somebody said something like women don't really choose, they're chosen.
Yeah, and women are really out there. I can see a hot guy on Instagram and be like, oh, he's cute, and not DM him. Maybe in person, sure. In person, I can talk to him, but, like, just DMing every guy, like, hey, hot stuff, no.
I mean, some girls are doing it.
And I love
a
that
lot
for
of
them.
Them.
Love that for them.
Just in case someone is listening. At Katutura Dreaming on Twitter, feel free. Feel free to hey hot stuff me.
Guys, I actually need Twitter followers. It's Lizzie with the double IE at the end underscore because I only have like 200 followers.
This isn't even the part of the podcast.
Okay. So for me, I think
okay, can I go before
go
you? Guys, think about this. Have you ever tried to watch a movie? Like for instance on Netflix? Listen, we didn't grow up with Netflix and PVR, decoder, whatever. Like in the beginning, it was like if this show is on, you are there or you're not. Then we started recording the shows, and now we have. It's like it's just there on the cloud, right? Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, let me watch something, but because I have so much choice, I end up not watching anything. Like I watch a few trailers, and I'm like, there's too much choice. Like, and then you don't choose. Or is that just me?
That's me as well.
Yeah.
Like.
It's overwhelming.
Yes.
But I prefer that when it comes to relationships.
Rather that than the thing of just the girl in your village or hometown.
Yes.
I'm
not having like an opportunity to go out there and explore.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, because now we have reach.
Yeah. So if you see me with a girl and I'm settling down,
mm-hmm.
best believe that is the person I have selected out of a multitude of women that I have access to. So for me, that makes it far more meaningful than me being with someone because I was with them in high school or because they are the only person I have an access to.
I agree with that in a way. You know, these guys who are like single for a very long time, when they do settle down, they tend to be more serious than guys who are like in and out of relationships. And I think it's because they're actively choosing you. You're not just another...
I think I just have like one last question. Wait, actually. Before the one last question.
This is juicy.
What is your worst dating experience? Can you like sum it up? Whether it was like a date or like seeing this person for a while and it was just like horrible.
My dear. Lizzie, you wanna go?
Let me not go first.
I don't think I've had like a worst date experience. I think I have like great taste in women.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd like to believe I do. So all the dates I go to are generally
like fun.
Fun.
Okay, for me, yeah. I fear strangers, so I wouldn't really necessarily go out on a date with a person. But like my worst dating experience was with someone that our values clashed, and I should have seen that from the beginning, because it was on that issue of like abortion. I think they were
Abortion survivors.
They were like pro-life and I'm pro-choice, but the arguments the person was making were very pro-choice. They're like, I wouldn't do it, but if somebody was, I wouldn't. I'm like, that is, you know. So the ability of this person to argue was already not, they didn't reason well, right? Number one. But the thing is, I have this familiarity complex where if I know you for a couple of years, like you're from varsity or high school or whatever, and like there hasn't been like some scandal, I'll be like, oh, somebody. And then I'll like clutch onto that. So basically that's why I was now seeing this person. That was one. Then the other that also made me realize that I'm not really compatible with typical bamboo people.
Come for us.
Misogyneur.
Misogyneur.
Yo, the misogyny, it's deep. It's deep into the veins and soul and everything. And I think I'm a very, I want to say free-spirited individual, but I'm open, man. I've been out there in life and there's more to life than Namibia. And so it was a very unpleasant experience because I'd find having to explain little situations to this person that I shouldn't have.
Oh, actually, I had a terrible dating experience.
Like, imagine, I would tell this person, I know it's not that deep, but guys, by the way, my master's thesis was on toilets. Like, I'm very passionate about toilets.
I'm dead.
So this person felt that I needed to explain why I wanted them to put the toilet seat down for
in
me.
In her own house.
And I was just like, yo, you gotta go. You gotta go.
In her own house. It's not your house.
No, exactly. Like, can you imagine? So there were just little things, man. And this person would, no. I think they also had main character syndrome. There was a time I was in the hospital, I was in ICU, wasn't feeling well. And then obviously I was in a shock, right? After the whole incident. And the person would be like, you haven't been giving me attention. No shit, niggas, I nearly died. What do you mean? Yeah, so I know that was a very horrible dating experience. And I'm somebody that gets attached to people very easily. And I try to make all my attachments permanent. But that is one person till today that I do not miss at all. Like, you know when you, like, say now today we're no longer friends. I would miss you a little bit. Like, I'd be like, oh, if Lizzie was here, we could be doing this. Or, like, if Sam was here. Till today, I have not missed that person. So I feel like that was, like, the worst. And it has also made me not want to get out there. Because I just feel like there's similar, like, we're in the same boat with the same type of fish. And I'm not here for it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, when you put it that way, I think I've had terrible dating experiences. I think there is a particular truth that we are not ready to talk about when it comes to Namibian girls and women. And a lot of it is main character syndrome.
Oh.
And
do girls have it?
Yeah, they do. Girls have it worse than men, I think.
Bruh. So I was seeing this person, and...
Okay, wait. First, explain what main character syndrome is, if somebody's, like, not a Twitter person or familiar with it.
It's someone who thinks every single thing should revolve around them, mm-hmm. right? Like, every single one of your actions or decisions are either informed by them or is
yeah.
about them.
Yes.
Like, I chose to go and have lunch by myself.
Because I hate you.
Because I hate you. Like...
No.
Right? I just wanted to have lunch by myself. Right? So, I was seeing this person, and it was exactly that same situation where... they couldn't divorce themselves from my life and my choices. Not that they were clingy in a way. I don't mind clingy, to be honest. But it was that every single decision
yes.
I made, they centered themselves in those decisions.
Oh my God, yes.
Like,
that was what made it so unpleasant, because sometimes it was really not about you.
Yeah.
And does it take me almost dying and you still try to make it about you? To be a thing.
Right.
Because this person was, it didn't make sense. And I was like, so mad. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if we're making sense right now.
No,
but
I hear y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was a time.
Example, I cooked once. Okay, I cook for myself a lot. I mean,
yeah.
because the, and I was like, self-love is the best love. Like, I put it on my status. Oh, I see. So that's what we're doing now. I'm like. me loving myself doesn't mean I don't love anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, I'm a night owl, so a lot of the work I do at night. So I'll be like up at 3 a.m. working. And this person will text me. Oh, so you're up. Who are you talking to if it's not me you're talking to? And I'm like,
ma'am.
What? So... I think all my terrible experiences with all the women that I think I've had terrible experiences revolve around the
that
issue
main character
of,
syndrome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Main character
I think it
syndrome.
Also impairs, like, if you can't look outside yourself, yo, it's tricky. How do you really have proper relationships with other people? Because this person also didn't really have proper, like, friends or, you know, that's also a red flag.
I also think someone who doesn't have a lot of friends is just as bad as someone who has
too many friends. Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to want you to be their whole entire everything and you can't.
Yes. Like, I'd want to go home and it would be a problem.
Mm.
I'm like, it's my house. What do you mean?
Right.
Yeah, and everything. Oh, yeah, actually, they once made a comment. Long story short, when I moved back, I don't live with my family. So this person, I don't like TV. So I didn't have a TV at the time. I just had like a large bookcase with lots of books. And they were like, yeah, your place is only catered to you and whatnot. And that was an issue. And I was like, this is my home though. Yeah, like how can you center yourself around that?
Yeah.
It was so weird. And the thing is, when I'm going somewhere or I make myself comfortable. So you should be able to do the same instead of trying to make other people do that for you. Okay, I think we went on a tangent there, but yeah. All right, so last prompt. What do you guys think dating will look like in your 30s?
Better be a lot better than this bullshit, child, because I'm tired.
Haven't you dabbled in the 30s already?
In my 30s, I'm getting 40 on this, so it'll be fine. No, for my 30s, I think I'll be a lot more sure about who I am. Every year, I have, like, more self-esteem and more, you know what, fuck this.
Yes.
I don't need this.
My tolerance for bullshit
yeah.
gets lower
yeah.
and lower every year.
Me too.
So now it's like you can immediately be like, no. You?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. So less nonsense.
I remember my early 20s, I'd be like, oh my God, you're even lucky to have this guy. He's so handsome. So many girls. And I'm just like, no. He's lucky to have me, child. And it's fine. If he doesn't want me, it's also fine. Yeah, let's
yeah.
just leave each other alone.
As for me, I don't see my 30s being any different from my 20s.
Are you serious?
Honestly, I don't.
Oh my God.
At least in terms of how I perceive dating.
Okay.
And do I see myself settling down and just being with one person? I mean, sure, but I don't see myself having different views on what I want in a person or
oh okay
what
that's
I
fair I, that's fair I also don't see myself having lowered my standards, because there's this kind of perception that the older women get and your shelf life, whatever, is decreasing.
27 and unmarried?
Yeah.
Is
the more
you?
Oh my god, I'm turning 27 next month.
The more you apparently supposed to be like, I'll take what I can get, but I don't think so. I think for me, it will be the opposite. Even more, I'll be like, I don't need this.
Because
like a lot of people don't really contribute that much
exactly.
to your life. Like now you're just there doing nonsense. And then?
And I also think the older you get, the more you're kind of filtering out men. Like I know, I mean, men who aren't serious still approach you, but it's not the same as like when you were 21 or 22.
Yeah.
You're older now. They know that you're not as naive or whatever. So surely in my 30s, no one's going to approach me with their dumb things.
speaking of 30s, is marriage something you guys aspire to?
I know it's all societal conditioning, whatever, but yes. I still want... like
the
I
older
just,
I get, the more I wanted to.
Yeah, like for me, I was like, I don't care. But now I'm like, yeah. But not... I wouldn't want it desperately enough for it to be
exactly.
with anyone.
Mm.
So it's not about being married, it's about who I'm married to, I think.
Yeah.
I also just think the partnership, like the concept of literally living with your best friend and creating little humans together and creating a life together. Coming home to them
humans,
and going on holidays and him just sending you random memes when you're at work. That all sounds really cute to me, but also it's okay if it doesn't happen. I mean, we're all gonna die one day. So.
For me, honestly, marriage is terrible PR. Like,
yeah.
I think my parents have one of the best marriage, like, ever.
The
and,
best?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And even
that's
then, and even then, I don't look at their marriage and say,
I
aspire to get married. I think it's amazing. I love
it's
it for
them.
Them.
Yeah.
However, I have not written it off. So I don't go around saying, yeah, I'm not going to get married. If it happens, it happens. But also, I'm...
For me, I don't think I even have a proper role model for that.
Yeah.
I really don't. But like, I mean, even if you look at like our older than our parents, like grandparents and stuff, there's always the little like kids in between.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. And it's normal. So you're just like, so now what happened?
Yeah.
And yeah, but despite all of that, I still think that I wouldn't mind. Like she said, living with your best friend. Yeah, just doing life together, man. No,
but the older I get and the more that I see that's happening, the more I've also come to terms with that I might not find a forever partner, and I need to be okay with that too.
Yes, I think that's something I came to terms with last year. Like I was like, I'm really cool, like I'm okay by myself, and it's fine, and I'm happy. I think when you're also happy with yourself, it's fine.
Huh.
When you're expecting somebody to fill up something, then maybe it's a bit critical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a weird incapacity to be alone.
For
me, that's what, when I ask how many dating partners you have had in the past, for example, on a date, it's not because I care about your body count and I'm trying to slut shame you in any way. Really, more often than not, I'm trying to gauge whether you can stay
alone. Yes.
Why are you
so afraid of being by yourself?
Right.
What is wrong?
if you're unable
What's
to
wrong
stay?
With you that you
right,
can't stand
exactly.
yourself?
So if you are 20 and you have had 30 boyfriends, I mean, good for you, but what about you makes you incapable of being by yourself?
Side note, my mom
while.
Called me the other day. She was like, oh, I just learned this new term, body count.
You're so cute.
I
learned it with Adele.
Yeah.
No, I also think that especially, I don't know, I know people who are like, when they're seeing a guy, like they've never had a boyfriend or whatever, but every time they're seeing a new guy, they'll lie that they've had like 3 or 4 boyfriends for him to like desire them more. But I'm like, this guy already likes you. It's fine. Like whether, I don't think we're at the point where someone wants you because other people want. Like, I know there's a hype effect, but also, like, we're so big. Is that a thing?
Oh,
like, if someone just likes you,
the main
don't they just like you?
The guy cared so much about what other... Like, he literally did research, and he would be like, if you... Things, right? Fuck, marry, kill. Okay, dating a divorcee, dating a newly single person, or a person with kids.
I'm going to kill the newly single guy. He's not serious at all. Kill him, kill him. He's probably still talking to his ex. He loves her. He wants her back, Shandis. Because he probably cheated. That's why they broke
sounds
up.
Sounds so specific.
No, everyone. <talk? laughs> No. It's not personal at all. I'm just saying. I will kill. I'll fuck the divorcee. Because clearly something's wrong with him. Women are perfect guys. So that man probably messed up. That's why they're divorced. Then I'll marry the guy with one kid.
Okay. Here's what I would think. I would... Yeah, I'm killing the newly single person. Because why are you out here when you... Did you process your feelings? You didn't know? For take. The guy with kids, I might marry depending on how he treats his current kids. Because that's also a good sign of, you know... And then I'd fuck the divorcee. Because if the guy could commit to get married, it's a lot of work. Unless he went to magistrate because it's like $72. But...
$72 is a lot, bruh.
No, it's not. It's not even
Savellas. That's 3 Savellas and $2.
Yeah, but the divorcee, he shows commitment. He went through with something, so he shows promise. You, sir?
I would pussy that has been marinated in divorce slaps. So
of course you would know.
How? Are you not too young? Okay, sorry.
My idea.
Okay.
So I'll fuck the divorcee. Newly single is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are just newly single. Take time out for yourself.
Yeah, please. Honestly.
And then woman with kids.
Okay.
I will
marry. Okay, cool. Next one. A person with no ambition, no future plans. Or a squad deep nigga, or a married person.
Killing a squad deep nigga. Die. Pew 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 pew. What's the other one? Someone with no ambition. I'll fuck him. I don't need your ambition anyway. It's cool. What's the last option?
A married person. You can't marry. A
Okay.
You can marry him, but you'll be a side chick, like, for...
I don't want to be a side chick, but given the circumstances, like, guys, screw squad. Hey, they will hurt you.
I'm very disgusted by people with no ambition or future plans. I think it's because I'm very paranoid and I think about the future all the time, which is also, I guess, leads to anxiety. But, But I hear those people have the best, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's why you must fuck them.
Yeah, okay. So
they have nothing to do. They have energy, yeah.
So, yeah. Or even those... Okay, cool. I'm killing the squad. Yeah, same answer.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Yeah, no, same answer.
Oh, my God.
Maybe how are you people marrying?
You must cut that part. You must cut that part. And I'm going to get shit out of this.
No, don't worry. Saturday for the boys was today also with me by the other boys. So, don't worry.
So,
I was also called to be part of Saturday for the boys.
You're here. Are you one of the boys? Okay, sorry, guys. Okay,
we're going to crop this.
Yeah, no, yeah. I am fucking a married person. Any day. Uh-huh. All day, every day, twice on Sunday. Okay. You have zero ambition and future could be a dead.
It's a lie.
Nah, bro. But I mean, if I had an option, I'd fuck him. Then you're dead.
No, but really, why are you here?
What are you doing here?
What am I gonna do with you?
So then you'd marry a squad deep person.
I'll marry a squad deep.
Then you become a part of the squad.
Facts.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this is like how you're part of my squad, love.
Yeah.
But it's better
for one in your squad, though.
It's better for your boys, cause girls are lovely, bruh. Imagine dating a squad deep guy. He'll skit you all the time.
No, squad deep girls are also problems because girls advise each other bullshit because they have low key other J. It's like, oh no, we had an argument about this. Dump him. Dump him now, you know. Yeah,
but girls, honestly, being squad deep is the worst for most. Yeah. I mean, it's the best
for the two options. You've clearly not dated a squad deep man.
What's wrong with a married person?
They're married.
There is someone.
What do you mean? Hey! Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Red flag. Red flag.
Okay, squad deep is the worst. Okay, cool. Last fuck, marry, kill. We have. a serial cheater, but perfect in every other aspect. You know, this person, they give you all the gifts. They communicate. They give you attention. Cool. The next person is loyal, but they're bum. Bum ass nigga.
That's me. Okay. I don't know about
the third. Oh, yeah. Somebody with B.O. and bad hygiene.
B.O. and bad hygiene. Pew, pew, pew. Dead. Goodbye. Never see you again. Can you not smell yourself? And if you really have bad B.O., then there's steroids you can take.
There's special deodorant you can get at the pharmacy if you have B.O.
Yes. And if other people can smell you, that means you can definitely smell yourself. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. So what's left? The guy.
So the serial cheater, loyal but bum ass, and then the BO bad hygiene. Jesus. For me, bad hygiene, you need to die.
Yeah, I killed that one.
No,
because
imagine sharing.
Poor people.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I do hate poor people. That's why I'm gonna fuck him. He's a bum. Loyal, that's great. You can't do nothing for me.
The person pees on the toilet seat. They leave it there. They leave dishes. Because it's also bad hygiene generally.
Yeah.
Also, the reason why I can't with people with bad hygiene, because I just feel like if you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of people.
Yeah.
So us procreating and having kids, how? My kids
the
are kids
gonna
be
the
indices.
Diaper's gonna be changed like every 12 hours.
Man, I can't.
Yeah.
You don't need money. I can't believe you said we hate people. You don't need money to have good hygiene.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, things are cheap.
Especially people we know. People will be in the street smelling bad, guys. You can one of those drinks that you're drinking there, you can go buy.
Yes, bad hygiene.
I can stand. I am an untidy person.
Yes, but you are not dirty. You can be untidy,
yeah.
But
untidy.
Dirt is something
else. Yeah, I'm very, very untidy.
Imagine, you didn't. No, you have to go. We
are
killing you.
And the loyal but bum, I don't know. In theory, it would be so nice to have that love where
I feel
I'm
like
the breadwinner.
Lawrence was a bum ass nigga.
Yeah,
but
then he leveled up. And they love to level up after you guys break up.
But that guy looks like he can.
No, I don't care, my dear. That's what I was just fucking. Then I guess I'll marry the one who's cheating. Then we'll just cheat on each other because the options that you gave us here.
Okay, I'm opposite. So I would kill the person with the bad hygiene. You are dying.
Yeah.
There's no man. Fuck the serial cheater, whatever. And then I'll marry the loyal but bum ass.
Hectic. Yeah, that guy's gonna take your heat. Taste my money when I'm in need.
Okay. B.O. is dead.
Guys, how can we hate?
But why can't we change
cheating?
Why can't we change someone with bad B.O.? You can't a cheater never changes his stripes. You can tell someone just boss, here's some picture.
Honestly, you guys make a point.
Yeah.
It's very worrying that
the y'all are always okay with cheating.
But yeah.
Like you're okay with a married man in the previous one.
No.
Red flags with these girls. Red
After
flags.
Everything I've been through, bring him out.
Okay, B.O. is dead. I mean, I'm assuming B.O. is dead because I'm assuming it's like we have to.
I can't live with it.
Like right now.
Yeah. It's just.
And you're not a project. Oh my God.
Yeah, no.
So B.O. is dead. I have aspirations to be a house husband. So someone who's a bum ass, no.
So then you would take the serial cheater because they're perfect in every other way.
Yeah.
This person has a vision.
No problem.
No,
yeah.
I honestly have no problem.
You're giving me love.
If you're like I feel like not forgiving cheating is a little childish. If someone is perfect in all the ways. I mean, there's a question of whether or not you are actually perfect if you're cheating, but if someone is a good communicator except when they're cheating, if they provide...
I've had someone who gave me pretty much no problems except for cheating, but the cheating was hectic.
Yeah,
so...
What is there not... I think I'm okay with... I'll accept a little bit of cheating. But if you are a bum person... I can't take you serious.
Mm.
That's a deal breaker for me.
But are you a bum on purpose or like on accident? Like you finish school and everything,
yeah,
and you're just
no
unemployed.
There's no way that you're a bum on accident.
I'm a bum on accident.
I'm unemployed, but I'm not a bum.
Yeah,
no,
you're
exactly.
Like, listen,
guys,
I have been unemployed.
I have plans and I'm doing
time.
Stuff. Like, you can't just, bruh, no. I just can't talk about it because the people listen to the podcast. But I will tell you about bum ass niggas because they're out here and they're proud and they don't have a problem.
Yes.
No.
Listen, I've been unemployed for a while before I got a job. And you would not call me a bum nigga even when I was in.
I think I would.
For that. You can say I'm not.
Some
in
people
your
are not
I'm
living.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
Some people are bum and not living within their means.
Yeah.
Even just those little things of always borrowing cars, but you don't have a car. Get your own fucking car,
what
bruh.
Doop doop.
No, I just wanna be no, bruh. Oh please, I wanna go pick up my girl. No, are you borrowing?
But you don't
cars?
Borrow my car.
No, exactly. Yeah. For me, a lot of times people offer me their cars and I'm like, no. Because it's not that necessary. It's not that deep.
I think a lot of those things also depend on how, now I'm digressing, but it depends on how you were raised. Because a lot of people are told, like I was told, don't borrow
things
from people.
If
you
don't
have it, you just don't have it.
That's also my mom.
Other people are like, can I borrow your wig? Can I borrow your this? I'm just like,
yo,
y'all just wanna be borrowing shit you don't have. You don't have it, you don't have it, friend. Okay.
Guys, don't borrow.
Can I borrow your shoes?
You
can I borrow this dress you wore? It's just a little weird.
No. So yeah, no, we went on a tangent, but let's wrap up the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. This was Lizzie.
No, we have the Black Business shout out.
Oh, I was just making a joke because it's not my podcast.
Yeah, you have a future there by comedy.
Yes, I love it.
This guy's fake because every day he tells you I'm not funny.
I mean, you are not.
She has a future. I mean, she's cute. Sometimes that's all it takes.
It's not getting me anywhere, guys.
Is it? A big ass can get you many places, guys.
It's also not getting me anywhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, do you have a Black Business shout out for yourself?
I'd like to shout myself out. So, I'm a mathematician/statistician and data scientist. So, I do a lot of academic work. So academic tutoring, I do a lot of mentorship in STEM, especially for children between grades 7 to 12. My partner and I, we are creating a math super team.
Oh, wow.
It's called Euler's Angels.
Oh, you're definitely not a bum.
Yeah, you are not a bum.
It's called Euler's Angels.
Do you guys
have
any other sciences like biology asking for myself?
Because
your math is not, it's not the one, but it can be the one if I put myself up to it, but...
Actually, yes. So we are creating... Euler's Angels is a project that we are working on, because the idea is that we think Namibian children have the ability to be in the top 5% of world mathematics.
Oh, I love that.
So we are going to achieve that. But that's a small project under... a bigger umbrella of science and STEM. And
what are the
education.
Youngest children that you have worked with, like ages? No,
the youngest I've worked with was kids in grade 6.
Oh, I worked with babies, like 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. And it's so cute to see them, like, grasping the concept of, like, addition or subtraction. Because you're, like, the first line to teach them that this is... Yeah, it's so cute. Like, they'll be like... Oh, it's so cute. I miss teaching, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we are creating that. So for more in terms of if you have something in terms of academia that you want your child at whatever level,
contact Sam at
contact me at Katutura Dreaming on Twitter 081-77-555-85. Also samdungula@gmail.com.
You can also send him nudes at this email address and
you
phone number.
You will gladly receive them.
Facts, I told you all I'm easy. lastly, we run a consultancy. It's called Correlate Data Institute. The job is to make sense out of data that companies have and institutions have. And create insights out of it, help businesses make decisions, power artificial intelligence, and so on and so on.
You are such a nerd.
I am. Thank
you.
Damn. So if you have any needs in that field, hit me up at the above mentioned or prior mentioned.
I'll also put his details in the description box, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And I'll also put Lizzie's ads.
Yes. I know this is not my Black Business ad, but I make websites and I'm broke. Please.
She makes websites and she's broke. Hit her up. I'll add her handle in there.
And apps.
She's a software engineer,
guys. We're all here. Not bum ass niggas.
Facts.